Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.
So, I've told you a little while ago, I've been talking about this. And finally, I have my turn. They were next door with my TV colleagues, but here they are right now. This is such an honor and a privilege. I spoke about our previous interview a little bit earlier today. About 2 years ago, we had the opportunity to speak to Dr. Mary Shuttleworth via Zoom back then. It was for our Women's Month feature. I think it was almost in the middle of the night in her time, obviously, from the US. So such a privilege when they said they were coming to South Africa for an incredible summit that we will be touching on later. We said yes, 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 please, especially on Human Rights Day because it is so important. And joining us today, what an honor. I never thought in my entire radio career I would be able to use the words His Excellency. So welcome to Groot FM as well, Ambassador Irene Onomboka. Welcome to Groot FM.
Thank you very much for receiving us.
So you have been up and down, just for logistics. Doctor, when did you land in South Africa? I know, Ambassador, you came a little bit later, but Dr. Shuttleworth, when did you land?
I landed at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, you headed to Cape Town that afternoon.
Exactly. It was enough time to go to the hotel and take a shower.
That's always what you want to do after you get
then,
off the plane.
And then straight to flight to Cape Town, and then 1.5 hour drive all the way to an incredible full moon reception in Hermanus.
So speaking to that, before we get into to the nitty-gritty of why you are here, obviously hospitality is one of the things that we as South Africans pride ourselves on. And it's so interesting because obviously once a year, which shouldn't be the case, on 21 March, we preach the gospel of human rights and responsibility. But I think that's at least something that's a little bit ingrained in us is that hospitality. Tell me a little bit about that reception that you received, because I can see that you were so impressed and it was overwhelming.
Well, you know, being a flight, a 22-hour flight to arrive in Johannesburg, and then arriving in Hermanus. Hermanus is such a beautiful town, right? It's not a city; it's a town. So beautiful, and we were received by the Kuro School there in Kuro Hermanus. And, wow, these students are so alive, the wonderful, wonderful questions, and so interactive, you know, so just amazing.
And, Ambassador, you landed a little bit later, if I'm not mistaken, on Wednesday. Have you slept? Because it's Friday, and you've been so busy.
Yeah, but you see what happens with these kind of things. You get ready for eventualities. So even when you miss your flight, it's part of the adventure.
Oh, wow.
And so you can't say I've arrived and I'm too exhausted. That would be making a mistake. I had some little fun. Our plane from Geneva landed in London later. So I missed my flight from London to Johannesburg. So I came a day later than I should have been.
Your Excellency, you do have to share the story, though. In planning this trip, he confessed to me a lifelong wish was that he always wanted to go to Cape Town. And he said, if there's any way that we can fit that in. And so we really did look at it. We really did consider, you know, how could he stay a few days extra and do that? So, Your Excellency, please add how you ended up in Cape Town when you should have landed in Johannesburg.
I love the fact that the sentence is ended up in Cape Town.
Yeah. Now, this is destiny. Because, you see, every factor came into the equation to make me not go to Johannesburg immediately, but to Cape Town.
Oh, it's a series of unfortunate events that led to destiny.
Right, exactly. And she said, if you really wish, if you say you want, you might get what you're talking about. So I was taken to Cape Town instead of coming to Johannesburg.
That is incredible.
Right, yeah. So it's been a very fascinating experience. And at another level, it also means some good things do happen to you without you being the master planner.
Oh, wow. That is something that you hit me like in my chest with that sentence because I think it's not often that you get that line of wisdom. And I think especially coming from someone like you who has been an advocate for human rights basically your entire lives, both of you actually. So to that, so Dr. Shuttleworth, of course, the All African Human Rights Conference, that was the reason for this series of unfortunate events and these long flights and these receptions. Just in a nutshell, I gave a little bit of background earlier as well, but you host and attend summits all over the world. What exactly was the idea and the, I'm going to call it the dream. I'm a dreamer. I'm an idealist, especially when it comes to this. So what was the dream behind specifically this All African Human Rights Conference?
Well, that in itself is such a wonderful story. So His Excellency Ambassador Nambuka, I think it was in 2010 that we did our very first international human rights summit. Now, Youth for Human Rights has already done 18 international summits. Most of them are done at the United Nations headquarters in New York. But it was in 2010, it was in Geneva. That we met and we did, and His Excellency spoke and contributed, you know, to that conference. And since then, he has spoken at other international summits at the United Nations headquarters and so on. But between the two of us, we decided that, you know, why don't we take just a little sampling of this and bring it to Africa? Because not everybody in Africa has either the visa or the money to come and join us. Whether we are in Geneva, in Brussels, or at the United Nations headquarters in New York, we have, you know, there's these wonderful people that just can't join us. So between the two of us, we conspired and said, well, why don't we take just a sampling of this to Africa? Now, and then, of course, the natural choice was South Africa, because, as you know, the anthem of South Africa says, God bless Africa. And that is the only country of the world that I know of that in the anthem not only asks for blessing of this of the country, but of the whole continent. And so it was our idea of, why don't we bring this little sampling to the people of Africa, in Africa, and give them this opportunity where it's possible for them to participate.
So speaking to the participation, we are going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and I'll have to pick your brains, because we were talking outside and your experiences have been beyond the summit. Your experiences have been in our communities, grassroots, with exactly what the organization does, Youth for Human Rights. And it's so important. And I need to stop myself. I'm going to the song break now before I absolutely just go on a tangent, because this is so inspiring. So, blank skakel. Terug saam met Dr. Mary Shuttleworth, ook Ambassadeur Nomboka. What an honor. Again, thank you so much. You are going to have so much honey around your lips by the end of this interview. So speaking to how important it is for us to bring human rights and these conversations to Africa, here's the original son. It's Johnny Clegane Savuka.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Son of Africa, and this is actually very interesting. I've had so many conversations about people saying that this is the song that they relate to most from Johnny Clegg, out of everything he had with Savuka as well, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what our differences are, we are all truly scatterlings of Africa. Your Excellency, that's the first time that you've heard Johnny Clegg?
No, he is a hero of mine in music terms. Johnny Clegg, he's got many other interesting songs. This is fantastic you chose to play. I know he's been my favorite guy. Mm. And of course, even before things changed so radically in South Africa, he was already singing ahead of time.
Yes, he was. And I knew I liked you, Your Excellency. Now, I just had to confirm it. There was a little bit of manipulation, media manipulation on my side. I just wanted you to say live on air that you love Johnny Clegg. So thank you for just confirming my initial impression of you. So back to the fact that you are in South Africa. You were here for the All African Human Rights Summit. But this is actually what I want to talk about. Because let's be honest, If you hear the word summit, you think about people sitting around a table or on a podium, and you think about delegates and very important people giving very long-winded speeches. This was a little bit different because you went into our communities, both in Cape Town and then also when you came back to South Africa. But one of the amazing things that you did was you hosted a panel for young people. And when I say young people, I'm talking about 17, 18-year-olds. Your Excellency, just give us a little bit of a background about that specific panel and how it was not the stiff collar that you would expect when I say the word panel.
Right. Well, that's a very interesting question. I think the thinking and the designing of how we want to do this meeting is human rights based. We're all equal, you see? Mm. So when you bring big men, like you talk about a representative of the African Union ambassador next to a 17-year-old girl who's going to be on the same podium, and the questions are supposed to be come from the little ones challenging the big ones. You see, it wasn't preaching like on Sunday, the priest, and you listen and you only have to say, agree, amen. No. The design was human rights based. We are all equal. We may be different, but we gave a kind of level ground for discussions. So as you said, summit, people think it's this big bellied guy. No.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's why I had to ask you.
And we crushed that kind of mind. And when you see a king doing, you know.
So this is a story that this is the one thing I both love and hate about my job, because a lot of times we have these conversations before an interview or off air. So just before we came on air, we heard the story about these teenagers standing next to African royalty wanting to take pictures. And the question was if, yes, they are royalty and they're supposed to, again, be the stiff collar and to be held to a higher standard. And one of these South African teenagers asked, listen, but are you allowed to pose? And they were posing like anything you would see on TikTok. Your Excellency, there's one specific thing that I do have so much respect for in the conversation that we've been having this morning. And that's the fact that you opened the lines of communication. It was never just a one-way street of you talking down to our youth. What was your message to them when you opened the floor for the Q&A?
Well, my opening statement was, first of all, that human rights have to be understood as the golden rule. That you do things to others that you would want them to do to you. And that's in the same of equality also. So be out to be good and consider everybody else equal to you. That's the human rights spirit again. And so when you hear what happened, the questions they asked, for example, one of them was, how did you become a member of the United Nations? Because they could relate to me as a former staff of the United Nations. And I just told them, I used to be a student myself. Don't see me like this and think I just landed on earth like this. I was like you in the past. But I did my homework. I behaved well. I listened to the elders. And you are doing the same thing. So do your things right now. Do what we tell you. And the door will be open. There is no special path. Everything you do when you are, do it right. So there was no mystery about me having been, you know, no. And that opens the mind of the students. And then somebody else said, how does one do human rights promotion and defense? That's a question. Because they knew we, Dr. Shuttleworth, are promoters of human rights, educators. And then I told them, actions speak louder than words. Now that you've understood the golden rule and being a good person and a brother to everybody, just live it. Walk the talk.
Oh, wow.
And they related very easily. And that's why they began to feel free with the king.
I love that.
Yes.
I said this earlier this morning as well. I think especially in South Africa, if you know about our political climate and our multicultural nation, it is very easy for us to fall into an idealistic idea of Ubuntu and our rainbow nation, and then sometimes have a little bit of a toxic positivity and look past the problems that we have, and not fall into the problems. But one of the things that I mentioned earlier when I was telling our listeners that you would be joining me in studio was there is one golden global truth. Past religion, past culture, past race, or any type of belief system, there is one golden truth, and that is do unto others like you would like to have done to yourself. And that's exactly what you said now as well. So I think if we can hold on to that, it will make the world of difference, not only in South Africa, not only in our continent, but also
the world over.
Also the world over. Stay tuned. We are back. I cannot let them go so early. I still want to squeeze about 10 minutes out of them. So stay tuned. News coming up next, but back with Dr. Mary Shuttleworth and, of course, His Excellency Ambassador Mboka as well. Here's Callum Scott. I couldn't have planned this better. It's called Lighthouse.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Callum Scott, Lighthouse op Groot FM 90.5. Tijd voor nieuws. City Power het aangekondig dat 'n strafregtelike saak teen 'n senior bestuurder van sy beplanningsafdeling gelê sal word nadat hy met 'n elektrisiteitsmeter gepeter het. Na rotine audits is onreëlmatige elektrisiteitsaankope wat terugdateer na 2014 ontdek. City Power woordvoerder Isaac Mangena sê die bestuurder wat hier woonstelle besit, sal ook interne dissiplinêre optrede in die gesig staar. Hy het City Power se verbintenis beklemtoon om elektrisiteitsdiefstal en wangedrag onder werknemers te beveg om integriteit te herstel en finansiële stabiliteit te verseker. Die DA hou vandag 'n menseregte dag by einkoms in Claremont, Johannesburg om die aanhoudende waterkrisis en menseregte skendings aan te spreek. Die DA Federale Raad se voorsitter Helen Zille en verskeie ander DA leiers sal praat oor die ernstige watertekorte wat ouer inwoners die ergste raak, asook swak dienslewering. Die DA vra onmiddellike optrede aangesien geboue wat aan die stad behoort en onwettige storting lewensomstandighede bemoeilik. En in sokkernies, Bafana Bafana staans tweede in hulle wereldbeker kwalifiserende groep met 7 punte en vanavond pak hulle Lesotho aan om 'n deurslaggewende wedstryd op die Peter Mokaba stadion in Polokwane. Bafana Bafana sal bo aan hul groep wees as hulle vanavond wen. Sondag vertrek hulle om Dinsdag teen Benin in Abidjan te speel. Oorwinnings teen Lesotho en Benin sal Suid-Afrika nader bring om te kwalifiseer vir volgende jaar se wereldbeker toernooi in Mexiko, Kanada en die VSA. Afskoptyd in Polokwane is om 6:00 vanmiddag. En ons kyk na die temperature in Gauteng. Dit is redelik bewolk vandag. Kyk, is vakansiedag weer. En ek het nou vir gesê, koop jy 'n warm koffie. Raai boodskap gaan die hele dag vir jou van toepassing wees. En 14 op na 24 in Johannesburg. Pretoria 16 op na 26. Vir 'n volledige weerverslag, Weather SA, ek is Sharon die Kanaal. En daar's weer nuus vir jou om 8:00. Bly geskakel terug saam met Dr. Mary Shuttleworth en ook His Excellency Ambassador Mboka. What a conversation we are having. It's Human Rights Day, but at the end of the day, I think we should change it. I think it's a little bit long when it comes to branding, but do unto others. Bly geskakel.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Luke Bryan, love you, miss you, mean it. Tonight op Groot FM 90.5. It's Human Rights Day in South Africa. And again, I'm going to just repeat what I said earlier. With any one of these annual days, yes, it's amazing putting the spotlight on the issues. But this should not be a yearly one day of what we call a celebration. This should not be a day where our politicians and our political leaders head into communities to stand on their apple boxes. And we spoke about this earlier as well. It should be exactly what my two guests today live every single day and what they have shown and reflected in their time in South Africa. With me in studio, such an honor. All the way from the US, we finally got her in studio, not on Zoom, Dr. Mary Shuttleworth. And of course, what an honor. And I told him earlier off air, In Afrikaans, we have the saying that says, weet jy, dis nou 'n man wat jy aan jou ma gaan voorstel. Loosely translated in English, a boy that you can take home to your mother. And he has proven that with his eloquent way of speaking, his passion for what he does every single day, and his love for Johnny Clegg. Just saying that, of course, Ambassador Mboka, welcome back to Groot FM. So we've touched on a lot of things in our time together this morning, but I'm going to be honest as well. Now we've got these annual days. We've got Human Rights Day in South Africa, and that's why you're here today. So now we speak idealistically about human rights and about do unto others. But that's me talking. What can I, Sharnika Nell, sitting here and walking out of this door later, how does human rights look in our everyday lives? Your Excellency, I'm going to start with you. I know it's a very difficult question, but we are going to touch on specifically what you've been doing on the grassroots level in our communities as well. So, Your Excellency, for you, when you walk out this door with your suited and tied, and you meet a lot of people, but what does that human rights look like in your daily life?
Well, for me, human rights isn't the laws and the books and the texts. It's your life. You live it. And so as we came to this country and had a chance to go to that school, that is a big college, but at the same time we went to the little nursery where we were taken to the little children that are sort of deprived and they're being helped to grow up healthy, develop their brains. And that kind of caring, that institution, the kids.
Yes, it's called Head Start Kids.
Yes, the Head Start Kids.
Yes.
The children themselves and the staff were met there. For me, that's human rights in reality. And you don't have to preach theories and big, no.
Amen.
We've got to be down to earth. And so the design of the stay we've spent here in human rights business and has afforded us to see schools, the normal official schools, and children speaking ably to us and asking us how to become like the guests they had in front of them, but also going to the little babies that were being helped to eat little food and the caring mothers. These are not their mothers biologically, but they were playing the mothering role to these little children. For me, that went to my heart. And before yesterday, we went to a school, to a place where children without real social network, without social protection, are collected together, given things to do, and they sing, and they draw, and they smile. And you look at them, you see humanity. And that's really the essence of human rights. It's a little bit like the normal religions we talk about. You can go and talk on Sunday in church, and then on Monday, you're doing exactly the opposite of those things.
Exactly that. I'm sitting here, and that's exactly what happens. And these are the conversations that we have to have. And we mentioned Head Start Kids, and of course, Lilgiet's very good friend of the station, of the show. And what is so special about that is that it's a true, tangible difference that they are making. Doctor, just for interest's sake, in a practical way, I know that what they're doing now is working with schools, and it all comes back to the right to food and survival and not to be go to sleep hungry. And we take it for granted so many times. So just quickly, what is that relationship and the movement that you are working with Head Start Kids right now?
Exactly. Well, the whole conference is a collaboration here in this specific conference in Johannesburg and also in the Cape earlier in this beautiful Hermanus. It's a collaboration between Youth for Human Rights and Head Start Kids. I'm a teacher. So what's the most important thing for me? Education.
Yes.
But honestly, you cannot teach a hungry child. You cannot teach a starving child, and you cannot not teach a child who's been starving since day two. Mm. So what I see is the magic is, you know, human rights is like you have to have stepping stones. You have to have ladders. In anything you do in life, it's not overnight. Wouldn't it be nice if the whole world was fast food? It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely.
And by the way, sometimes fast food is really good.
I just wanted to say, like, please no, my health would not make it.
So what we have to do is put human rights in action. And that's what I respect about Head Start Kids, because they are putting it in action. They say, if we do not make sure that these little ones get the nutrition, not just the food, because you can eat and eat and eat, but you can eat a lot of chips and chocolate. And I love chocolate. Yeah. You can eat a lot of those and candy bars, but that does not give you the you cannot develop a child on that. Mm. That doesn't mean I'm anti-candy bar once in a while, but that is not food. So, you know, Head Start Kids with these itty-bitty little sachets of nutrients, micronutrients, that they just literally sprinkle. Didn't you see that, Your Excellency? Yeah, the children were sprinkling it themselves. You saw that, right?
All my attention went to the kids and their actions. Of course, they were impatient. They wanted to eat them.
Aren't we all?
Yes, no, it was very, very uplifting for someone who really seeks to see the meaning of human rights. It was in action. Life is the first thing in a human rights life. Mm-hmm. And these kids, we know many kids die before they reach the fifth anniversary. Birthday, I think that's the English word. And these people are helping them survive, not just physically, but as you say, food, the quality of food and care you receive builds the person you will be. And if I'm undermined by my health conditions, where I sleep, then I can't be a good student even. If I'm hungry, if I'm worried, if I'm cold, then even education doesn't come in. Mm.
That is, I think, one of the best ways that we could end this interview. And thank you so much. I would keep you here all day if I didn't think you would pass out from jet lag eventually. So thank you so very much. So interesting. Someone says on our WhatsApp line now that unfortunately a lot of our world now only goes about it's focused on the individual and the me. And I think just the last thing is if we can go back to the idea that you also spoke about earlier, Your Excellency, about do unto others. And at the end of the day, I think that is how we can change our world and change our communities one step at a time. Dr. Mary Shuttleworth, Your Excellency, Ambassador Nomboko, thank you so much for joining me. It has truly been a pleasure, and we really do hope to welcome you back in person soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you do, promoting positive message to our communities. You are helping build the future we want.
Thanks.
And the media is critically important in the message we're trying to put across. And you've come in, you've invited us. We could have come in at 3 in the morning. It would have been fine. Mm. We would have come.
Thank you so much.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.